Good morning, Atlanta. I'm your host, Dana Barrett. It is 10 a.m. December 4th. It's December 4th. My guests are already screwing around in the studio. You know, you bring serious people in here for a serious interview and snorting. I love it. And Kelly is doing, she's rocking like a Something About Mary hairdo right now.
Mom, please get it together.
Which she did not do in the rehearsal. We practiced and that didn't happen. Okay, that's much better.
Yes, yeah, thank you. It's just not happening for you.
All right, well, I was going to, you know, say something really sophisticated and whatever before we got started, but I can't do it now, so I'm just going to introduce you guys. Kelly Saroy, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Kelly is like the typical momager, she calls herself, right? One of many hats you wear.
Yes.
And we're going to talk all about Hollywood here in Atlanta. I hate that we call it Hollywood, but showbiz here in Atlanta. And she's brought along two of her partners in crime, shall we say.
Perfect. That's exactly what I would have said.
Yeah. Devin Norton.
Yes. Her daughter.
Her daughter and partner in crime. My daughter's totally my partner in crime.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Ian Hathaway.
And yep.
And Ian's already misbehaving. Going to have to wave the red flag at Ian.
You have to kiss
closer to the mic,
mic,
buddy.
Can you hear me?
Closer, buddy.
Can you hear me now?
All right.
I want to kiss it.
We're having some good time already here in the studio. So, also, it's really hot in here, so we're all, you know.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. We're going to be naked by the time the show's over. But lucky for the audience, it's radio.
So. Absolutely.
All right, so we just got, I haven't been in the studio for weeks, I have to admit, because I've had a couple people cancel on me, and then it was Thanksgiving, and I do a big Thanksgiving, so I had 15 people, and that was small for me. I usually have 20-something, but I had about 15 people over this year for Thanksgiving, and I mentioned before we went on the air that I have a crazy obsession with the actor Benedict Cumberbatch. And I can say this, why? Because it's internet radio, but my daughter says that means I'm a Cumberbitch. And so, but I managed to work his name into my radio shows as much as I possibly can. And this year we went over to a new family members. You know how people marry in and that, you know all about that, Devin. People marry in. Then there's new family in-laws and whatever. So we went over to like a new branch of the family and they are really funny and they're big game players. So they did this game where we had to write things down on pieces of paper. You had to write either a celebrity name or an item. And it had to be something people would know. Now, poor, and this is a group of people all ages. And my mom, who is a few years older, shall we say, she'd kill me if I said her actual age on the air. Of course. She wrote down these things that no one, like Lana Turner and Jean Tierney and things nobody, she thought everybody would know. We're like, Mom, no. But then somebody wrote like Smurfette. My mom was like, what is a Smurfette? No idea. And of course, I
don't know any of those things, first of all.
Well, Smurfette, you know what Smurfette is.
No.
The Smurfs?
The Smurfs.
She's the girl Smurf.
I haven't seen that movie.
Oh my God.
Is that a show?
I don't know. I shelter her.
That's
from,
a show. It okay. Was, I
and
I know there's a new movie. Right.
It's
I have
Little Blue Guys.
Yeah, the Little Blue cartoons.
I'm yes.
So I said, I of course added Benedict Cumberbatch to the list. And of course, like I was excited because I had everybody shouting out Benedict Cumberbatch like, all over the place, which was quite joyous. So anyway, that was my holiday. And I immediately was feeling horribly. I ate like a pig for the entire 5 days. I mean, if it was like, if it had anything to do with food, it was in my mouth, like period. Like,
oh, absolutely.
I was out of control. And then I felt like horribly guilty. So the last 2 days I've been like powering it out on the treadmill, trying to make up for, you know, it's not
a
good.
A week, you know.
I don't feel guilty.
I have, it's the Jewish guilt thing. I do things I immediately feel guilty. I can't help it. It's genetic.
So funny.
So how was your Thanksgiving?
It was awesome.
Do you do family? Really do you go out of town? What do you do?
Every year, my my dad and my stepmother and the kids, everyone gets together at her house, and it's always fabulous.
Around like 50 people.
Oh my God! Yeah. Really? So my little 15 is like. Pfft,
oh yeah, and there's games, there's charades, and just card games and all these fun games. We just have a blast.
And
every time.
Ian, what about you?
We had a few people come in from that live down the street from but they're from Holland.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's cool. A little bit different for them.
Cool.
That's very cool. You know, I have to say, I love the traditions. We do a lot of weird games. So, like, we play Trivial Pursuit every year at our house. That's like, everybody has their own thing, right? Which I love. But I'll tell you what I hate, and you guys can give me your opinion, and then we'll get down to business here. But the shopping. Why does the shopping have to start on Thanksgiving now?
That's horrible.
I heard that.
There's something called technology, internet.
You didn't go shopping on Thanksgiving, did you?
Did I? It was on Thanksgiving. And
Devin?
It wasn't as bad.
I have a bone to pick with you.
It wasn't as bad. And I also went on Black Friday.
Oh, no, girl.
And Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving.
I went the day before.
Okay, all right. So there we go.
Let's just lay it out here. I love to shop. So it's not like I'm anti-materialism or anti-consumer culture or any of that. Like, this is a business station. This is business radio. Yeah. I'm all about the biz, all right? And I like to spend money. It's all good. But can't we have one day?
One sacred day.
Please.
Yeah. I agree.
Thank you.
I agree.
Mother to mother.
Yes,
one day.
Absolutely. Come on. Yes.
It was bad enough when it started at midnight.
Right.
But, when, you know, when my daughter was about 18, I think, and she was home from the first year of college, like her and her, they were here. They were with me the whole Thanksgiving evening. And then her and one of her girlfriends went at midnight. Okay, fine. Fine. It's midnight. The day's over. The family's already gone. I'm dead tired. I'm asleep. I don't care. But like 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night on Thanksgiving.
Crazy. I mean, Macy's had a sale starting at like 6 o'clock on Thursday. I
know.
Was like,
you know, I had to let.
Isn't that when we eat?
I'm sorry. We weren't supposed to interrupt.
No, you can.
Well, you know,
Mom, come on.
I was feeling kind of like I needed to get some pent out anger out, so I just went to Walmart.
Yeah,
and I got in a fight.
Not on Thanksgiving Day.
I did. Did you see the video? Online?
Okay.
No. She's just kidding. Okay.
You didn't actually go.
Oh, God,
I was like,
no.
Mom, why didn't you show me the video?
I would not. Like, I saw all the videos of people fighting, women getting tasered and...
Well, trampled. People getting trampled.
And can I just
That's
say,
not...
stop it, people.
Yes.
Like, what is wrong
Get
with
it
you?
Together.
Hug.
Yeah.
Hug each other.
Right.
Say, honey, it's okay.
I'm thankful.
I'm taking this gift and you can go find another one. But
yeah, I'm sorry.
I love you.
I don't.
You're
and
such
this
a
is
mom.
The thing. I talked about this last Sunday on my show on 1190 AM. It's a little self plug there. And they're really the deals are not actually that great. Like they
right.
make you think that it's one day only and that it's this special deal, but then they turn around the next day and there's Black Friday deal and then there's the Cyber Monday deal and the Cyber Tuesday deal.
Right.
And then they actually said that a lot of the things actually get cheaper much closer to Christmas. So
exactly.
like don't buy clothes, don't buy toys. Like all that stuff is closer on the 23rd, 22nd of December. So mm-hmm. we're all buying into this BS and we're out there being ridiculous. And I say for one, no. Let's boycott.
I agree.
Amen.
And I also decided to do something different this year and buy only American made or even better yet, Georgia made products to help
Ooh.
The local economy.
Wow. So mm-hmm. I will say this on that note, I do support Small Business Saturday in
yes.
that I think, you know, the small businesses in this day and age need all the help they can get. Having been mm-hmm. one myself multiple times, you know, don't be lazy. Like go seek out what's in your neighborhoods and, mm-hmm. and spend money there because it does.
Yeah.
It does matter. You
it
know?
Does.
And
it
then you're directly affecting someone's life, you know,
right.
that store owner. Mm-hmm. Plus you're giving a great gift to whomever. So, okay, I'm going to breathe now. All right. Now that I got that off my chest, I feel much better. Thank you for putting up with me.
Oh, we love you. That was fine.
All right, Kelly, let's talk about you. Let's dig in.
Oh, gosh.
So how did you get into this crazy show business world in general? Well, first of all, where are you from? Are you from here?
I am an Atlanta girl. I lived in Florida for 12 years, but basically I went to middle school, high school, elementary through college in Georgia.
Okay.
So
you really are like, this is home.
This is home. Smyrna, Georgia. I am going to kind of give my age away, but I went to high school with Julia Roberts. So I'm a...
Listen, Julia Roberts is gorgeous. And so you're not saying anything negative. Like
she's going to call you now and she's going to be like, you should not have said that.
She's a great age. Did you know her? Like, were you familiar
yeah.
with her?
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah.
Would you want to share
what
some insight?
Mom, you make it
well,
sound so sexual.
I would never reveal this information if I ever got anywhere, but I'm just going to go ahead and say, no, we didn't have a lesbian affair. Oh, like that, the way I'm making it sound. But I had a boyfriend in high school that she hooked up with.
Julia.
And so I actually didn't
She's
like her.
A little
her.
Sneak.
Oh my
but
God.
I love her now, so all is forgiven.
Does she come to like the high school reunions and stuff?
I don't know. She was a grade above me. So I'm a year younger.
Okay. There you go. You always have that.
You could sneak into that, though.
But you'll always have that. If anyone ever calls you old, you'd be like, yeah, but I'm a year younger than Julia Roberts.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Pussy snap.
So did you go to school for theater? Were you always interested in theater or performing? Or where did this come from?
Well, my mother raised my sister and I as a single mother when she was young. Acting and modeling.
Oh, okay.
And so when I was 4, I was in a Coca-Cola commercial.
Oh, sweet.
It was actually a print ad.
Okay.
For Coca-Cola. And so I kind of started then.
So that was very young.
Very young.
Yeah. You didn't even have a choice.
I didn't have a choice. And I loved it. And
I gotta say, you know, have you guys seen the J. Crew TV ads?
They're
brand. They never advertised on TV before. This is the first year,
right.
And the little baby in that is like my cousin's baby.
Would you? It look is at that? Really
yeah. cool. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so that excited. Is awesome.
They're not from here. They're up in Philly, so they must have gone to New York to do that. Okay. That wasn't here. Yeah. But anyway, still really cool. I was like,
that is really cool.
I that baby.
Oh,
it's actually twins. They have twins, so they.
Wow.
They see, that's sub what them they in do. And
yeah. One's what tired, they do. Absolutely yeah. hungry.
If you have twins, then you might as well gold just
mine.
Go into exactly.
Gold mine.
Go into entertainment.
Pimp them out.
Triplets. You're done.
The momager from hell.
Back to you.
Okay. Well,
so mom put you in a print ad at age 4,
and it just went from there.
Did you get the bug?
I did.
Okay.
I've took classes. I've taken a lot more classes.
Yeah, it's gotten. There's some people giggling in the hall, so we'll just shut the door, and we'll be hot. It's okay. So you took classes.
We're already hot.
That's right.
I took theater classes at the Alliance Theater when I was younger, and just any time that any chance I had to be taken acting, I took a lot more classes than I actually did work.
Okay.
So for one reason or another, I became a young mother, so everything stopped. When it was kind of ramping up, I ended up becoming a young mother, and basically all of that got put on hold, of course. You know, I would have loved to have kept doing that, but just like my mom, she had to get a real job, and so I kind of had to do the same thing, and I ended up having two fabulously talented children.
I was gonna say, so it sounds like you, I mean, from your, you know, what you guys sent me ahead of time and everything, it sounds like both your kids are performers.
They are. Devin has actually not been as excited about it. Well, hold on.
I'm
hold
on the
let
show.
Me go there. It's morphed
it's
into
changed
this.
Changed over time.
She's always wanted to be, you know, she still is going to be going to school for orthodontist. And
interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
So modeling and acting and all that hasn't been her big
it's
thing.
It's been a hobby, you know, but I mean, I do it myself. I take pictures of myself, and I just...
She takes some damn good selfies.
That's great.
Yes, she does.
That's
funny. Yes, she
is the queen of selfie.
You know what? It's really interesting because I think, and you can say if this is true or not, because I don't want to put you know, words in your mouth, but I was always kind of a theatrical person. I did a lot of that growing up, whatever. And my daughter, who actually is, I think, way more talented than me, sort of doesn't want to do it for... a career. Like in college doing it on the side for fun. Like she's in a theater troupe on the side.
Exactly.
But she has a whole other career direction that has nothing to do with being on stage or on camera or whatever. And I think some of it is like a rebellion because you don't want to do what your mom did.
Exactly. That is so true.
Do you think like, and it's not even like because you're mad at your mom or anything.
Right.
It's just like, I want to forge my own path. So I'm going to do my own
the
thing.
The day she got boobies, I went from hero to zero. In one day.
Isn't that every
she basically I was the queen of her world, and then all of a sudden I was just an alien.
Yeah, it happens.
And she did not want to do anything close to anything I did, just like what you just said.
Yeah, I mean,
but
okay, look at me with some attitude, girl.
But she's actually seeing that we're making a difference here and that exciting things are happening, and now she wants to get on board.
I want to be a part of this.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
Well, here's the thing, Kelly. I think you and I are going to have to get back together in like 10, 15 years and see where our daughters are at, because I think they'll come around to it once they...
I'm starting to already.
I'm just saying. We'll see. We'll check it out in a couple years. You know, I'm just saying. All right. So let's get to the current project. You've always had this background, and I know you got a couple other things, digital marketing agency, the momager
stuff. It all
kind
of ties together.
Yeah. So I don't want to get us too scattered, because I know we really want to talk about the new project, which is AtlantaHollywood.com.
Yes.
So tell me how the idea came about for it, and explain what it is first.
Okay. AtlantaHollywood.com is an online platform, a talent showcase. A lot of people that are not in the industry wouldn't really know what that meant. So the best way to explain it is that it's a PR and marketing agency, online agency for actors, models, filmmakers, musicians, and bands. So we're looking for all kinds of people in the Atlanta or Southern region that wants to promote our artist of the month, Garland Kelly.
My son. Way to sneak that in. Go, Momager.
GarlandKellyMusic.com.
Yeah, GarlandKellyMusic.com.
You just copy what I said.
Sorry. It was so cool. I had to steal it, but it wasn't very smooth. So basically, it's a way for him to have a platform that people can go to. Well, we pay for people to go to it. We're using Google AdWords, Facebook boosts, and ads to drive traffic to his either showcase or I split it up. That's why I say either or, but it's actually all of the above to his showcase to get traction there because all his social media links are there. And then also he's promoting a video that just came out. So we want to get, you know, 1,000 likes on his video. So
right. We
promote the heck out of that.
So it's interesting because obviously things have changed over the years. You know, back when you and I were coming up, I think I'm a little older than you, but I'm not going to really admit that on the air. Anyway, when we were coming up, of course, there was no internet. Hello.
Right.
And a showcase meant you put together an act of some kind. If you were a singer, you had a song and you had your guitar. Or if you were a dancer, you had a choreographed routine or whatever. And somebody like you maybe would put on this showcase in a physical location.
Yes.
And you would invite agents to come and casting directors or whomever, important people in the biz. I did the air quotes on that. To come and watch the showcase and hopefully the performers.
That's exactly what it is. Online.
That, right. Okay. So in that scenario, hopefully they would like somebody that they saw and offer to represent them or hire them or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So what are they doing online? Are they, is it all video showcase? Like, well, explain the showcase.
It depends on the artist because we're actually asking individually. Well, let me just backtrack for just a second. I own a digital marketing boutique called Kelly Comedia. And so what I've been doing is promoting small businesses, social media, and just helping them with their digital footprint online. So we're experts at that. We buy, we do pay-click advertising. So because I have all of these entertainers in my life and I have help for free and I've had people come to me and ask me for help, I basically just decided to turn it into a business.
Okay.
And so it is everything that you just said. It's an online showcase. How does it become a room full of agents and things like that? Well, they get a monthly email that has all of the artists that I had that month. So at the end of December, I'll send out my industry, my industry insider email.
Okay.
And that goes over to over 100 casting directors, agents, producers, casting directors that are in Atlanta and Miami and New York and LA.
Okay.
So I have a list that I've, you know, come up with over the years, plus I've scoured for new ones.
Okay.
Then I'm always adding to that. So right now it's about 120. So I send them an email and say, hey, check out our showcases of the month. You know, Garland Kelly was the artist of the month, and I feature him the most because they pay the most money and they get the most time.
Sure.
So they're featured prominently. And then the model of the week, actress of the week, musician of the week, band of the week, model of the week. They also are included, like a picture, like a thumbnail picture with their name. And I say, hey, check these guys out too. So their online showcase on AtlantaHollywood.com has their bio, all their social media links. If they have a EPK, electronic press kit, for musicians, that could be downloaded. They could do it there. If it's a model, it may not be that they have a video. It may be that they have a slideshow of pictures.
Okay.
Or you know, a song.
A lot of models are actresses or singers too.
Yeah.
So we just kind of find out what their goal is. Most of the people that have been coming to me have some kind of video that they want to promote.
Sure.
And that, so we've been focusing on getting their Facebook page, they're getting a lot of fans to like it.
You know, it's an interesting thing because, you know, once again, I think in the old days, before you and I, of course, there were not that many ways to, you know, there was I got discovered in a drugstore walking down the street in New York or whatever, which was pretty rare, happened occasionally, right? There was my parents are already famous actors, so I get to be one too. exactly. And there was the like, go to Hollywood, go to New York, hit the pavement, and get lucky, but like hit the pavement day after day after day after day, show up at auditions, send in your stuff to agencies, go door to door, whatever it was. But now I almost feel like, and I guess I should say for the people that are listening that haven't picked up on this, I do this stuff too. Like, I have an agent and I do some acting on the side, and it's not really my main goal. My main goal is to be like Ryan Seacrest, you know.
Cool.
Just saying. Oh. You know, like a TV host, not mm-hmm. really an actor. Right. But the point I'm getting at is there seems to be this new almost like backdoor in the sense that if you can show somebody important that right. you're popular,
yes.
that you have a following, that people know you, it's meaningful.
Mm-hmm. I know this for a fact.
Yeah. Now, there's some interesting twist to it, because I think you can buy followers, right? Which
right.
I think is not the way to go.
No,
because
they can delete. You could spend $50,000 on a video. I know that someone that this happened to.
Okay.
They spent $50,000 on a video with this big premiere release of the video song. And they obviously were buying YouTube views.
Right.
And YouTube yanked the video.
They had to re-upload it.
They had 5,000 likes. It was horrible for them.
Wow.
So, you know, and not only that, but you don't get the thumbs up. You not only do you want them to, what we do at Atlanta Hollywood is we drive them to watch it, comment,
right.
share it, and subscribe the YouTube. So whatever it is, the specific social media platform, we ask them to actually like that page, comment on some posts. So we're driving people to actually do that.
So I think the thing, if you think about it, again, sort of in terms of that, like getting discovered on the street in New York. Can
exactly.
I just also say that I have a niece, my ex-husband's niece, that is 6-foot-tall, blonde, gorgeous.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And she's the kind of person that stuff happens to. Like, she would walk into a store and they'd be like, would you just wear our clothes? We'll just give it to you for free because we want you to, like, really.
Right.
She's the type of person that stuff happens to, but it doesn't happen for most of us, right?
Right.
But so this new way is really interesting, because you're almost like putting yourself out there in your best light. Right. But
yes.
like on that ready to be discovered sort of by saying, look at all these people who already discovered me. It's mm-hmm. very interesting. I don't know. I mean, I'm sort of doing that in my own way. Mm-hmm. So I'll have to report back in a few years and let you know. Well, when I'm on TV, I'll be like, oh, I guess it worked.
Yes.
But or maybe you guys will help me. I don't know.
Well, producers, they look for that.
Yeah.
I know this for a fact, and I can't really say why. Uh-oh. But when somebody I know made it through one of the big talent show
yeah,
contest.
Sure.
They didn't get on the show, but they almost got on the show. They were flown to LA. But one of the things that they are looking for is fans on social media.
Right. Because they know
fan
that's going to drive viewership in
yeah.
the end. Mm-hmm. You know,
if you could have 10,000 fans on social media, it could be a mixture of, like on Reverb Nation, our musician of the week, Kevin Dunbar.
Uh-huh.
If you go to his Reverb Nation, you can see all down on the bottom right hand corner all of his fans. Now they're spread out. It's fans on Facebook, fans on SoundCloud, so they combine the fans, but
right.
that's still something to show. He's got 10,000 fans. That's great.
Yeah,
okay, so you can kind of add them together and use that number.
You can.
Oh,
and
you,
that's how
that.
You sell yourself. You really want to have that going on. And I know for a fact that I was at Georgia State, graduated kind of late in life, but I finally did it.
Go girl.
In 2011, I graduated with my film and video production degree.
Awesome.
And I took classes, and one of the discussions was many discussions were the entertainment industry and how it's changing so much because of digital downloads, because you can promote yourself online
sure.
and all that. That basically the industry is in the middle of forming a new way of doing things.
Right.
And it's yet to be created.
Yeah.
So it was in 2011 when I said, I'm going to buy AtlantaHollywood.com and do something with it one day.
Yeah.
So 2013, I decided, I finally figured out what that was going
to
be.
What to do, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I always knew it was going to be that I was going to be retiring in the entertainment industry one way or another.
You know, it's really interesting. I keep going back to this because, you know, we do also see people, there are people who, from this back door that I'm calling it, I've made that up, are getting somewhere. You know, if you watch America's Next Top Model, you know, Brian Boy is on there. He's the blogger that represents the people's vote or whatever.
Right.
He became famous because he's a blogger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some other bloggers who have gotten big cosmetic contracts, you know, all kinds of interesting things happen because of their fan base on social media.
Yes.
So that's really, when you're talking to a prospective client, a talent. That's really what you're saying. You're not saying we're going to make you famous. You're going to definitely get an agent or be cast in something. We can't promise that. But what we're going to do is get you fans.
And exposure. Yes.
Exposure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
and buzzwords, you know, SEO. When people are searching for, you know, musician in Atlanta, are you going to come up?
Right.
On the homepage, on page one?
Right.
Well, you will if you're a showcase on Atlanta Hollywood.
Yeah,
definitely.
Now, Ian, you've been relatively quiet over there. We haven't really picked on you. So tell me, we're going to pick on you now. So tell me what your role is in all of this.
I'm actually the director of sales and marketing for the showcases and the other aspects of the site. The
director of sales and marketing
for the showcases and the other aspects of the site.
So what does that mean? What are you doing on a day to day?
I'm just helping locate new talent and get them aware of the site and get them, you know, educate them on the site and get them, you know, ready to go, and then send them to Kelly, and Kelly just takes care of the rest.
So Kelly, that's an interesting thing because, you know, you're asking people to pay for this service. Yes. So I know you're looking also at having some advertisers on the site, but that's probably secondary in terms of your business model. Is that correct?
Honestly, I would love it if I didn't have to charge the artists because it really is about promote. Like, I would just love to launch somebody.
Yeah.
And I would do it for free, but I can't.
Well, of course.
because I have to buy the whole deal is that at least half of the money I use for Google AdWords and Facebook posts or boosts and ads.
Yeah.
So I'm using part of their money that they pay me to drive the traffic.
To pay third parties. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just, since I know how to do it, I'm taking, because a lot of it, they don't have time to do it. Sure. They don't know how to do it. And right. That's what we're experts
It's
at.
Really cumbersome. I have to say, one of the things I talk about all the time on any business show related to showbiz or not, just in general, is finding that balance in terms of doing your small business and promoting it online.
Exactly.
It can be a full-time job to tweet and Facebook and LinkedIn.
It is.
And yeah, right. And so, you know, it's a question of a lot of small business owners, and, you know, really in a lot of ways, all performers are small business owners. That's what you're doing. You have to be business savvy as well as being talented, right? So they're having to balance, how much time do I spend on my craft or, you know, trying to beat down doors and go to auditions or, you know, play in a local, you know, bar, restaurant, whatever it is, versus how much time I spend online promoting myself. Yeah. And also, I don't know about you, but I sometimes feel like I don't have anything to say. I don't want to tweet just something random because I'm not adding value here.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's always better to have a third party boast you.
You know, it's funny. I wrote a piece the other day on my blog called To Tweet or Not to Tweet.
Cool.
Because I went to a live event as a spectator, and I was sitting next to my social media guru, and she said, you should be tweeting this. And so I was like, okay. So I got my phone out and I tweeted during this event, and I felt so rude. I mean, first of all, got the screen light on. You know, we're sitting in a darkened auditorium listening to a speaker, and I'm bothering the people around me because the light is on my phone. Second of all, I'm missing half of the event because I'm busy trying to type in the sentence before that he said or whatever. And I'm missing the event, and I'm getting really frustrated with myself because this is behavior I don't approve of. Like, I would be like annoyed at the person next to me if they were doing this. Yeah. But I did it because my person told me, and so I did it. I did what you're, this is modern times. I'm like, okay, you know, slap me into modern times. Fine, I'll do it. So I did it. And then afterwards, I felt dirty. I felt dirty. I felt cheap and dirty, and it was just not good. And so I don't think I'll ever do it again, honestly.
Right.
I think I'll either, you know, turn on a recorder and make some notes or something with a pencil. Right. And
Dragon speak.
And do it afterwards. Yeah, right. I'll just do something like that because and so I actually felt like, it's funny because I actually felt like what I tweeted was good. It was interesting and valuable, but it was so inappropriate to do it when I was doing it. I just didn't like that I found myself in that position. So, and imagine if everyone had been doing it.
Oh God.
Right.
And so also because the speaker, and then of course, by the way, I was not the only person this happened to, but I, you know, throughout the theater, I heard phones ringing periodically, buzzing, a ring here, a buzz there, whatever. So I had mine on silent, so at least I did that, right? But then somehow, because I'm old and I don't know technology, I accidentally double-clicked something and the Siri activated.
Oh my god!
Luckily, Siri didn't say anything, but it did that little bing, even though my phone, and it was loud, and I was like, oh my god. And then to turn it off, bing, and I was like, okay, really? So all of that to say, I think I would prefer to just have someone else do it for me, because you need direction on when you should be doing it and what the content of that social media should be. You need to attract the right
timing, the right day, the right time, like the market you're trying to reach. Yeah. When are they usually online? I mean, it's a art. It's a
Yeah. So I'm all for paying somebody else to do it. But I do also know that a lot. Well, I was going to say a lot of you have some different packages I saw on your website. Because people, I mean, artists are starving artists is an expression for a reason. You know, people who are trying to make it aren't usually making a ton of money. Mm-hmm. So how do you balance that when you're looking for new clients? Do people like throw up their hands and run in despair when they hear what it costs? Or
so far, I haven't really had that big of a problem because of the value that I'm offering.
Yeah.
It's $150 for an artist of the week package. That's the cheapest thing that we have.
Gotcha.
And the thing is that their showcase doesn't disappear when we're done promoting it. It's still there. So for a year, it's going to be there.
Yeah.
So they will continue to draw traffic. So I think they kind of like that idea, too, that if you take $150 and spread that out for 12 months, that's really not that much.
Right.
Plus, we are paying for Google AdWords and Facebook out of that $150.
Yeah.
So they will see. I mean, I'm guaranteeing that they're going to get 2,500 page views, which is another way of saying 2,500 new fan opportunities minimum.
Okay.
For the artist of the week. And I can say that because I have analytics.
Right. Right.
So I basically put, I know that $50 or $75, 25 on Facebook, 50 on Google will get them that probably more.
Yeah, I mean, I have done some Facebook like boosting of posts and whatever, and it really does. I mean, in terms of views, whether or not those people stick and become your fan forever is another question.
Well, that's the whole art of social media, though. You have to keep them engaged. You have to make it interesting enough that they'll want to come back.
Right.
And stay engaged.
Yeah. And so do you give any guidance about what they should be doing in their showcase if they don't already have something?
I build the showcase for them.
Okay.
If they, and I ask basically once they pay, then I send them a kind of a questionnaire and kind of get a little bit of information about them. So if they have any events coming up that they might want us to promote or any kind of tidbits about their life that they might want to share, that I could do like a separate interesting quote or tweet or image and type on there, you know, some kind of something. I do a lot of different little things for them.
Interesting.
So yeah, it's a whole, I mean, my whole idea is to make Atlanta Hollywood so desirable that advertisers and sponsors are just dying to come on board.
Right.
And then I'd love to not have to charge the artists.
And that would help, you know, sponsors and things like that. So
yeah.
So Devin, talk to me a little bit about your experience, because your face is on there.
Yeah.
So what have you seen? Quite literally. So what have you seen in terms of hits and, you know, page views and stuff like that?
Well, I mean, just taking photos of myself and just, you know, what I've learned is... What have I learned?
That it's too early in the morning.
Right. No, I had a point.
Well, the point is that really it's been a morph of Devin to want to even have a showcase.
So seeing some progress from this is getting you excited.
I kind of took the initiative.
Of putting her picture on there?
I did.
Did you, Mom?
I didn't even ask her. I just did it. I said, oh, that's pretty. I don't have to pay for, you know, stock photo. It's a real photo.
And at one point, I'm pretty sure she named it Rachel. That's not my name.
That's awesome.
I was like, who's Rachel? She's like, oh, no, you're just the face of Atlanta Hollywood. I'm like, okay.
That's hysterical.
Thank you for that. No, but, you know, and I have this giant poster with my face on, and I'm like, hey, me.
There I am.
Yeah, I have a secret desire to be on a billboard.
Oh,
I just always thought that would be cool, you know, or like the side of a bus, you know, like Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be on the side of the bus and wear my tutu and get splashed by the bus.
Like oh, how cute. You know? I got to take that picture.
Come on. That needs to happen before I get too old. Just saying.
I think we should make that happen.
I think we should make that happen.
I think you should have a showcase and we should do some really cute photos.
There you go. Billboard. Come on.
Okay.
Oh, ideas are flying. Bing. I can see it. The light bulb just went off.
I mean, there's always just like wheels turning in her head. She's like... I mean, don't ever take this to heart, but she's kind of a genius.
Oh, God.
Oh,
what? That, did you just
no,
did you compliment
I didn't. I didn't say that. Wow. Erase that. Weird. Beep.
Are you going to be able to get your head out of the door?
No, I'm literally.
No,
I'm,
but.
I don't even know
No,
what to
honestly,
say.
Like, we go out to dinner, and she just sits there, and we're, I just, I personally, I don't, I just like complete silence when I'm eating.
You're just eating your dinner.
Yeah, absolutely. Unless I'm, you know.
Conversing.
Being funny like I always am, but there's only certain points where I can do that, you know. But anyways, so she is supposed to be quiet, but she's talking and she just keeps spitting out these ideas and just like new business ideas. I'm like, Mom, you came up with like every business that there could possibly be for the entertainment business. Like,
but that's, you know what? It's the right time for that because, you know, working in a corporation is sort of no longer a guarantee of security.
Right.
Being creative and entrepreneurial is really a better way to be in this day and age because you have, when you can take the, you know, action yourself, you have a better chance of success than if you're waiting for someone else to present you, right?
Exactly.
With
exactly.
And I'm going to take a lot of people with me.
I love
that's
that.
That's the whole thing. That's the whole
sister.
Concept.
There's high-fiving in the studio right now.
Yeah.
I love it.
And all of the artists that are coming on board, too. I really am going to be in love with all of them. I know I am. Because the cool thing is that I can be discretionary and say, I don't really think I want pants on the ground, you know?
Right, although that was funny.
Pants
on that was funny. But I like funny.
Right,
and
but.
We will have funny
but
videos because we're going to have...
appropriate, too.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I just really want to try to lift people up that are trying hard and that want the dream so bad they can't sleep at night.
You know, I think that's really interesting because another pet peeve I have, and I'm going to go off on a tangent here, so we have plenty of time, so just stay with me on this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, I don't know if you've seen this because you're kind of in a very specific world, but out in the business world, right, for the last 5 to 7 years, I want to say, there's been this big push towards, and it's because of you millennials, just saying, about giving back, right? Mm-hmm. And then because of that, there's all this quote unquote cause marketing, and there's, you know, these social enterprises, these businesses that claim, and I'm saying that very strongly on purpose, that claim to be doing good.
Right.
But when you dig under the covers a lot of times, they're not doing all that much. You know, 7% of your sale is going to a good cause and the rest is going right into their pocket. And so there's a lot of stuff that I find to be a little walking an ethical line, shall we say. So I really love, because I feel the way you do, I really love coming across people who are just giving, you know, you have to make a living. So you have a fee, whatever. But the reality is, if you could find another source, you really just want to help the people that you come in contact with who you believe in.
Yeah, they're genuine. Yeah.
Exactly.
And you're genuine, and I can tell that. And there's something about that, you know, because you don't have a big thing on AtlantaHollywood.com saying, and we're green and we're giving money to, you know, whoever, or PETA or whatever. Like, you're not, though I've heard funky things about PETA too, just saying. But the point is that, you know, I find sometimes when people are talking all about what, like the, you know, the pink ribbon on yogurt, and then, and then they, what they really give is like 0.01 cents.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean? So it's like they're selling you their product because they're saying we're good.
Right.
And you're just out there being good. And that's,
you
know what I mean?
Right.
I think that's a different way to operate. And I think that's a way to be more successful too.
Definitely.
Yeah. I do. I really do. I really think that what we're lacking in our country right now and really in the world is a good leader. And I think that's so important. And I think that just even, I mean, business people and anyone in the position of power really should just, I don't know.
Well, it's interesting because I do think there's a couple of things that brings to mind. I mean, one is we've watched over the last several weeks, months, our politicians acting like 3-year-olds. And I mean, we all know that politics is politics and we all find it distasteful for many reasons. And they just sort of proved that over the last however many months with the government shutdown and, you know, all this bickering over Obamacare and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, also, you know, talking about leadership, they are the people that should be setting a good example,
yeah,
and doing things because they care about their constituents. They mm-hmm. care about us, the citizens, the people, right? But instead, they're doing it all to get reelected. They're doing it all for power plays and all this other nonsense. So it is really interesting. And I also agree with you. I think the people that are just, you know, as a successful human being, I think you're better off looking to go out mm-hmm. into the world to see who you can help mm-hmm. versus right. to see who can help you.
I'm right? already making right. a living. I'm already making a living, and I'm not doing what I love. And Atlanta Hollywood is doing what I love with a purpose.
Right. Yeah. And I so feel I'm like really she's so genuine because she's been there as a starving artist, you know?
Yeah.
Same with my brother. I mean, you know, he's in Mississippi, you know, working, you know, working and trying to get his video out and everything. So, and me, that's probably why I'm not famous, or I'm not, you know, pursuing modeling, because it's hard to get into.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you have a platform that you can use and utilize, you know, it's golden. Exactly. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think, you know, choosing to be an artist, some people say it's not a choice. I mean, right. the people who are true artists, whether you're a writer or a singer or a musician, I have a brother, one of my stepbrother, who is, I forget how old he is, younger than me, but he's in his 40s, and he's a drummer, and he's a fantastic drummer. I mean, maybe one of the best I've ever seen. And our parents didn't marry until we were adults, so I didn't grow up with him. And so I'm being objective, honestly. I've literally been in his company 5 times or something, but you know, our parents have been married to each other now for 20 years or something.
Aww.
And, but he's an amazing drummer, and he is in his 40s. He went to school for music, and he works all day long every day as a bellman at a hotel in Nashville, and he works all night long to be a drummer. You know, he's out playing at clubs, and he's making videos, and he's an artist, and he can't help it.
Right.
You know, because if he could have helped it, he would have gone into corporate America
exactly
10, 15 years ago to make money.
I think Kelly needs to talk to him.
we need to do a showcase.
Yeah,
for him.
I mean, he's an amazing talent, you know. And so, but you see people like that where it's true artistry, mm-hmm. they can't help it. You know, writers who just write, and whether they're published or not.
Right. Exactly.
Right. And so, and in some ways, that's true for entrepreneurs. And I'm sure you can, this is why you're talking about this stuff over dinner, Kelly, because that's your art, right? Yeah. Is creating these business ideas.
Yes.
And so you just can't help it. You're just, right? So you should be eating your pasta, but instead you're like, oh, I have this new idea. And your poor daughter is like, Mom.
Well, I mean, it's funny because she literally sometimes she just doesn't sleep. Like, all she does is work on the website but I have this, I got to do this. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Mom, you need to go to sleep. It is 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. You got to wake up in 2 hours.
Now, with all that, we didn't get so much into the industry here in Atlanta, but there are a lot of opportunities now. It's grown significantly in the last, 5 years?
Yes. Even since 2011.
Yeah. Music, I know, has been here longer in, you know, certain aspects of it, but certainly the TV and film production that's going on here now is extensive. One of the things I know a lot of the agencies have talked about amongst themselves is the fact that they are still hiring the big talent out of LA, right?
Yes.
And so, and they're hire the day players here. They'll hire certainly all the extras are from here.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, 1 lines, 2 lines, they'll hire those here, but all the big stars are still coming in from LA. Mm-hmm. Do you see that changing at all?
It's so funny you said that, because that was one of the conversations when I was at Georgia State. I do because I see the community, the Atlanta community, busting out. And I've talked to a lot of industry folks in the film industry. Autumn Bailey Ford.
I know Autumn. Yeah.
I love her.
She's been on the show.
Oh my gosh, I love her.
Yeah.
Well, she'll be happy we gave her a plug here.
Absolutely.
But talking to her and setting up at her events and all that, I've just really talked to a lot of people that are saying Atlanta is coming this way. So many photographers came from LA to Atlanta.
Right.
Because they were talking about how Atlanta is the next Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that because of the model, the business model, and how it's morphing and changing, I think that what's happening with all of this organization is that we're going to create our own thing, and Hollywood's going to have to just kind of get in with what we're going to have award-winning independent films, independent music. It might be on a smaller scale, but I know for a fact that casting directors, they're looking for Southern talent.
It's really interesting because There's a comfort, I think, from the big casting directors, from the big studios, to just hire out of LA because those people are proven, right, et cetera, et cetera. But the fact of the matter is, you know, there's talented people all over this country, right?
Exactly.
They don't have to have made the journey to Hollywood in order, right, to be talented, right? And so it logically, and here's where my business hat comes in, it would make so much more sense for them if they could find somebody good,
yeah,
to hire, mm-hmm, talent here, because it would be cheaper. They wouldn't have to fly people back and forth, mm-hmm, and put them up in hotels. I mean, you know, I did some couple extra stints just to get on, cool, set and see what that was all about, yeah, you know, right, right, before I actually...
I did that too.
And it was helpful, actually, I have to say, because, yes, I mentioned before we went on the air that I... Here's another shameless self-plug. that I just got my first speaking role on a television show recently. And so, but when I went on set, yay, having been an extra, I knew what to expect. I knew, right, what it would look like. I knew what it would sound like. I knew what, right, the different things they yelled out meant. So, you know, I do recommend that, actually. I think, mm-hmm, being extra, yeah, an extra is actually hideous
knowing
work.
Knowing the industry.
It's horrible.
Yeah,
it's horrible. Is. It's the most boring... tedious, low-paying, painful work to do. And
so, yeah, to see all the other ones have a good time.
And you know what I have to say to all the extras out there? Like, bless your little hearts.
Yeah.
Because it's really hard work in the sense that it's just long days of sort of being treated like a piece of furniture, and it's not fun.
What about the Walking Dead zombies? All those zombies.
They love that, though.
Oh, my
I think
gosh.
They love the... You know, but I actually went to see the new... Did you guys see the new Hunger Games movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, we made
that.
A big deal out of it. We always do.
So we went and we saw it, and we actually went with some friends of ours, and the guy that was... My friend that was sitting next to me said, oh, I was an extra in this. And I said, oh, okay, really? I didn't know, because it's not what he does. He just decided to do it for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, elbow me when, you know, your scene comes, so I'll look for you. So he elbowed me. He was not visible at all. Like, I didn't see him.
See me. It's in the-
and I'm telling you, I went and did an extra stint on the third Hunger Games. I know you won't see me, but I know, like, I know that it was 400 right. extras that day. Like, you will not see me. I was way in the back. No, it was cool to do it. But,
yeah.
but my right. point is that, yeah, extras come from here. You know, day players come from here. But they're flying in all these big name actors and putting them in hotels. And, right. you know, they're flying in hair and makeup people. And instead of sort of trusting that they can find mm-hmm. that talent yeah. here.
Right.
So as a community, the Atlanta showbiz community, for lack of a better term, kind of is trying, I know, because, you know, occasionally my agent will send out emails saying, you know, hey, we're all talking, all of us mm-hmm. agents are talking about this. They're trying to entice the studios to look at the talent pool here.
Exactly. You only need one.
Exactly.
You only need one.
Well, it needs to start somewhere, yeah.
At Georgia State, I keep going back to that, but this is where I really learned a lot about, you know, the current state of the industry. Oh my God, I just had a so senior moment.
Well, while you're thinking about it, I'll just tell you this. So I was one time, one of my early extra, no, you'll come back to it. It's what we do. And I always say, I remind yourself of this when you are like 85, that you were doing this when you were much younger, because it'll make you feel better, right?
Yeah.
So I was, one of my stints as an extra was on Vampire Diaries. And and so the woman, and I don't remember her name, but she's an actress and she's great and she's recognizable and she plays, I don't watch the show anymore, so I can't tell you exactly, mm-hmm. but she's like, she was the mayor's wife, and I think she's like the mayor now or something.
Yeah,
you know
okay.
what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Well, she was actually a great person too, because she was clear, like, she was chatting with all the extras that were around and she was very friendly. Aww. Well, she lives here. Aww. And I don't know if she moved here when the show started. I don't think so. I think she lives here. And her two daughters are college age and they're at UGA, I think. And that was cool. Cause
that is
yeah,
cool.
definitely.
She's a recognizable face and now I think a relatively recognizable name, though I can't remember mm-hmm. it at this moment because mm-hmm. I'm also having a senior moment. but, you know, she's here and I think that benefits that production mm-hmm. because they're not having to worry about her. She's
right.
enjoying her quality of life, going home to her husband, mm-hmm. you know, to
right.
her own home and her dogs and
less
whatever.
Expensive.
Right. And then she comes to work in the morning and she's good to go. Whereas, you know, if you're staying in a crappy hotel or even
right.
a nice hotel,
exactly.
it's not, you're not home and you're out of your, and then you do stupid
right.
things like Reese Witherspoon did, you know.
Oh
you know,
my
come
gosh,
on.
I know.
Wait, what?
Right?
I love her. Where she got arrested and then.
Oh, yeah.
They all
cuss
do. They
the
come
cop.
To Atlanta and they do.
That win. Would be me, though. I would get drunk and
cuss out
a cop.
Right.
And then.
She so would.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So I would love to see that happen. So, you know, do you think there's anything you can do to help influence that? With
yes.
What you're
okay. I do. Actually, when I was. I remembered. I have.
You're back.
Came back to me now. Came back. One of the things that the initial reason why I bought AtlantaHollywood.com is because it was going to be a little more geeky that I wanted it to be a website about forget about importing talent. We got it right here in Atlanta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's what it originally was going to be.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's, you know, advocacy is hard.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can advocate through offering, showing the talent exactly. and letting them shine.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's the idea, how it kind of morphed into that. So, but absolutely, that it is definitely my goal. I'm going to be talking about it till the sky is not more,
until
whatever.
You blow in the face.
Yeah. Until I'm blue in the face. I'm going to keep on this because this is basically the rest of my life.
Yeah, I am this is like her dream. And I mean, yeah. she's.
It's a way to combine yeah. everything I've ever done
right.
into one thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, it's what she loves to do. So she doesn't stop.
Yeah.
You know,
which yeah. is a good thing.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. I'll definitely be talking to industry people here, there, everywhere.
So when you're not an agent. So you're really like a PR and marketing firm for yes. talent.
That's but I have scouted for John Casablancas in Tampa. Okay, so I am familiar with. How to right. do that.
So what I was going to ask you is, are you, when people are coming to you, are you sort of taking anybody or are you looking at what they have to offer and saying, you know what, you're not really right for us? Or, you know, do you look at somebody who maybe is the pants on the ground and not so talented mm-hmm. and you're going like,
you know
that?
What? If they're clean, I mean, I mean clean as far as their spirit.
Yeah.
That's who I'm going to take. I don't care if they're, high quality or low quality video, as long as it's not so bad that it's just going to be a total turnoff. But I want to help people launch.
Yeah. So you have to take people that are maybe a little bit raw to make exactly. that happen.
And I'm looking for that. So I'm mixing it up. So if I have a week where it looks like a lot of raw people, I'm going to maybe switch that around a little bit and put right. them in a different week so I can have some strong talent and some raw talent.
You're gonna learn as you go along, I'm just saying. Because and the reason I say that is because I'm a former bookstore owner and I always Aww. Have done a lot of book related programming, author interviews, and I have a blog that's all about that and whatever. And I get hit up, shall we say, a lot of times by self-published authors, and some of them may be good, but I'm very reluctant to help promote a self-published author, even though I love writers and I love mm-hmm. authors, but I don't want to tarnish what I'm doing because
exactly.
you know, you have create a reputation with the casting directors and the agents and all that, and so you have to be careful yeah. not to present them with something right. that's not worth their time.
Well, that's the thing. I am going to be looking at the video.
Yeah.
And I am going to make that decision.
Right.
So I have to see something in them. So I'm not going to be like Simon Cowell and be like, no,
you're terrible. Right.
But I am. And I'm going. And if they don't, and I hate to say it like this, if they don't make the cut this time, then I'm going to definitely make suggestions to them.
I love that. I mean, I think that's a really interesting point. Now, unfortunately, like with self-published authors, not much. First of all, it's interesting too, and you'll find out whether or not this is true as you move forward, because we should tell people that this is brand new and it you're is. Just in kind right. of your soft launch now brand and you're going to be new. Getting into a much
2014.
More serious. Yeah. So this is, so if people go to the site, which we want them to do, atlantahollywood.com.
It's not what it will be in
right.
2014.
It's a
work in progress.
It's yes. a, well, it's like a soft opening, right? It's
yes,
a soft launch.
Absolutely.
That's what it is. And but I was going to say, you know, with self-published authors, if the book's already, if they've already invested the money and it's already published, there's not much I right. can do to tell them to make it True. Better. But one of the things I always say to people who ask me about writing is hire an editor. You know, if you're going to yes. self-publish, make sure it's really well edited. Get really good cover art. Get good quality paper, like if you're going to print the book, because all that matters. People yes. pick up a product and they need it to be a certain way. And that's true with talent, you know.
Yes.
And I like the fact that, you know, what you're saying is basically that you can do that. You, if somebody comes to you and they are like, well, I guess if somebody comes and they just really can't even carry a tune and they're telling you that they're a singer, you might be like, listen, I am Simon Cowell. Keep your day job.
Yes.
But yes. if they have talent and they're just not right. showcasing it in the best possible way, that you can give them feedback
right.
And help them, you know, say, listen, go off and do your thing. And this is what you need to do. You need this mm-hmm. much more experience. You need a better, hire a videographer or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can come back, you know, in 6 months or a year. And try again.
Exactly. Right.
She's kind of like everyone's momager.
that's literally. Nice, sweetie. I think.
Quite literally.
Yeah, and then I have a network of industry folks. I have a great photographer, Elsa Ramos,
yeah.
that we're going to be getting our pictures taken by very
and
soon.
And Jim Ross, our videographer.
Exactly. So I have a lot of industry people that I can, you know, say, if you need to get your headshots done, then here's some good choices.
Right.
And so I'll be kind of a referral for the industry also.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll be kind of like a real life Oz Publishing, if you want to look at it like that.
Sure.
So, but yeah, I definitely just want to help them. I'm looking for the diamond in the rough. It's almost easier to take somebody that doesn't have 1,000 views, that's already getting organic traffic, or maybe they're paying for an ad that I don't know about or whatever. And then it's easier to see results from someone that has 3 likes.
Yeah.
And then they go to 500 likes.
Right.
You know, so it's almost a bigger excitement.
Well, you know, it's interesting. And I think you can probably tell as you meet talent, as you go through this, all of you really, the difference between somebody who's in and somebody who's sort of like half in.
Right.
Because, you know, I had coffee with a friend of mine the other day who was talking about, and I was telling them what I'm doing because, you know, I've only really gotten into all of this. I mean, I've been doing radio off and on for like 20 years, but always had other jobs on the side, single mom, same deal. And, you know, had to make a living, all that stuff. So, but when I got more serious is when I sent my daughter off to college. I was like, all right, now I can really go for it. So right. It's only been 3 years or whatever, but I'm working my butt off to make what I want happen before right. I, you know, can't stand up straight anymore. But a friend of mine was talking about another, an actress friend of his who I think is really talented. And he was saying that she calls herself an actress, but she doesn't want to drive too far to be in a play or, oh, you know what I mean? Or she like doesn't want that part because right. it's not right or whatever. And, you know,
gotta take what you get.
Well, if you're really trying to make it, you're going to try and make it right. You're not going to say,
exactly.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
And I think you can see that. That's when I was talking about my stepbrother, you know, people who just can't, they just have to do what it is. Mm-hmm. And, there's a lot, unfortunately, of different people trying to get your money right. and maybe tell you you're talented when you're right. not. So you have to be careful of that, too. And so, I mean, I think it's good that we had a chance to sort of expose what you guys are doing because I think people do sometimes get skeptical. You know, right. Is this really right for me or is this just another, you know, you hear all the time, mm-hmm. don't pay for an agent, right?
Right.
You never should pay. And if someone's asking you to pay, then they're a hoax, right?
Yes.
And so you really do have to be careful. And so that's why I'd love to help kind of vet a company like yours and dig in right. and find out what you're doing so that people know that it's right. a good, safe place to go.
It's
and,
legitimate.
And really, $150. Now, granted, you have more expensive packages, but somebody could certainly start out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I've wasted $150 on
going out to dinner or anything.
A dress, pair of boots.
Exactly.
So, yeah, $150 is not a huge investment. You know, and if somebody's really unhappy, are you going to give them their money back? Or do you have any guarantees like that? Or
well, I think what I would do is offer them, I don't think, this is what I'm planning to do, is to offer them another week.
Well, I see. Because also, once you've spent the money, like you, obviously there's some profit built in for you, as there mm-hmm. should be. But that you can't give them back the money you've already spent on various ads.
Exactly.
So that's not fair to you.
Exactly.
I get you. So, okay, well, that's fair. I think, you know, we're running out of time. So I'm just going to, say, Kelly seems like a pretty reasonable woman. I think she'll work with you. Right. So
well,
for anybody
you.
Who's listening that's talent, definitely check out AtlantaHollywood.com. I think you should have, listen to me now, I'm jumping in.
Thank
it's
you.
It's like
no.
we're over dinner. And I'm like, you should have all those photographers and videographers and whoever be your advertisers. Just saying.
Exactly. I'm working on that.
All right. Any last comments before we wrap it up, Kelly? Anybody?
I did want to give a shout out to my artists that are on there right now.
Go for it.
Phil Stevens, he's a filmmaker. He's fabulous. Go check him out. He's an Atlanta filmmaker. Then Ashley Jeanette Clark, she's a dancer and a singer. And then there's Kevin Dunbar. He's a musician. He's fabulous. He sounds like John Mayer.
I feel like I've heard of him.
You probably have. He's everywhere.
Okay.
I found him everywhere. And now he's on Atlanta Hollywood. And then the band is Blackberry Smoke because I love them and I went to high school with them too.
Nice.
Two of the dudes in there. And of course, Devin Norton, our model, our face of Hollywood. And I wanted to say that Ian, his cousin is Anne Hathaway. Did you know that?
Oh, you guys are all like 1 degree away from all
That's
these famous
what I'm talking
people.
About.
I feel like blessed to be in the room with you guys. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Well, it's not technically a direct cousin. It's more like a second cousin. But
whatever,
same,
we'll take
same
it.
Difference.
We'll take it. Yeah. Same last name, right? Yeah. So we'll take it.
Yeah, there
you go.
It
works for me. Any last thoughts from you guys, Ian and Devin?
I think we're good.
We're good?
No. I just love being here. Thank you.
Well, it was my pleasure to have you guys.
It was awesome.
Absolutely
Thank
wonderful.
You so much.
Thank you for coming on. Tune in this weekend to Week in Review, Sunday at noon on 1190 AM. And of course, next week for Good Morning Atlanta here at businessradiox.com. We'll see you then.